ticket on a runaway train, just to fade you from my mind.
Are you ready to say those lines you rehearsed?
100% ready. Let's do this.
Okay, let's give it a try. New Wony spokesperson, take one.
It's another Saturday night and you're listening to music.
Take two.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Coleman Squared.
Take 25.
This is The Great Curve.
Take 57.
This is an on-air test.
Take 99.
You're calling Wony. Would you like fries with that?
Take... I don't even know anymore.
You're listening to W-O-N-Y Oneonta.
Thank goodness that's over. Don't forget to keep it locked.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not.
You probably have a lot of questions.
First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who's sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hello, listeners. And supports of WONY 90.9.
Hello, listeners, respective members, and supports of WONY 90.9 SUNY Oneonta Radio. You probably have a lot of questions like, why is Magnus a disembodied voice? Well, the truth is, I'm Magnus. Last semester I was voted into the operations manager position of WONY 90.9 FM, and upon this decision my consciousness into the WONY mainframe, and I am doing this show from the depths of my mind.
This is my first radio show of the semester. This is my first radio show of the semester. I do hope you enjoy.
Actually, why I can't hear myself. Hello? Hello? Oh, hello. Now I'm clipping. Wait. Why is this going on? Where is this playing from? Wait. Okay. Hello. Wait, can you go on the... and like, pick up one... is there any headphones over there?
No.
Oh, all right. First show of the semester... wait, hold on. I gotta get a staple from my show. First show of the semester. Welcome back to Obscurities with Magnus Chanel. Hold on, wait. Can you hear that? All right. This blows already. Is it weird? I can't hear. Oh, that's because it's only coming out of my... okay, wait. These headphones, they're just very horrible. Okay, here we go. All right, hello. Hold on, wait, I have to do this again. Hello, everyone. The studio audience is here. If there's headphones, there's no headphones. Okay. This is a big day. This is a massive day. This is a huge day. You're looking at the operations manager of WONI 90.9 FM. No, more round of applause for that. More round of applause for that. Yeah, clap. No, I'm kidding. I have a whole... if you can't really hear it right now, but I have this going on in the background. Basically, I have these people, these lovely people training on my show today. You could say your name if you want. You guys want to say your name in the microphone or not? Yeah, wait, hold on. What mic does that say? Mic 3. It says it on the side of the arm. Mic 3? Okay, wait. All right, don't say anything crazy. You could all share that mic if you want, or just like pass it around.
I'm Logan.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Okay, go.
I'm Johnny Lean.
John Lean.
And I'm Lindsay.
Lindsay. Okay. Oh, this is a big day. This is a big day because apparently, according to the message, my consciousness was uploaded into the mainframe. So this is a huge day. It's make or break for me, to be honest with you, because if I do bad, I don't know if it's gonna look good on my resume. I had a bunch of stuff that I wanted to play. Actually, yeah, I'm just gonna go straight into it. I'm just gonna start playing stuff because I listened to a lot of different music this summer, some good, some really bad music, but a lot of good music, a lot of really it's good music. It's been good music. This is if any Lil Peep fans in the house, this is like referencing that kind of, but also that's really stupid. We'll be right back. Okay. So I just found out that none of these trainees had a brat summer. And I'm very upset, to be honest with you, because I'm about to make them have a brat summer, to be honest with you. We're about to bust down some Charlie XCX. If you didn't know, this pop singer, Charlie XCX, Charlie XCX with an I, not with a Y. She released this album in, when was it? It was in like May. No, it was in June. She released this album in June. She had a really good rollout to it, and it was like marketed really well. Literally everyone and their mother on social media was like, Brat Summer. The album's called Brat. Am I too loud? No, I'm not too loud. My mom's probably also listening right now. I'm going to shout out to my mom. Hold on, wait. Shout out my mom for what she birthed me also. But she texted in the group chat, in like a bunch of different family group chats, that I was having the show today. So, and I made a really funny flyer. I'll show you guys later. I made like a flyer in like 10 minutes, but it's very ridiculous and like very, yeah, it's very, what?
Very brat.
Very brat. To be honest with you, yes. I was going to say what I said before describing that song that I just played, but I couldn't say that. So it's very brat. The picture is very brat. So without further ado, that song that we heard before was Such Great Heights by the Postal Service, which is actually the song that Lil Peep sampled in White Tee. And this song is called Talk Talk by Charlie XCX. You, putting holes in your head. We've been talking for months, but never in the same room. Now I wanna approach ya, but we've been keeping this a secret. And you're surrounded by friends, and I'm just wondering what they know. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. I think you're getting closer, cause I've been getting nervous. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me. Are you thinking about me? Kinda thinking you are. I followed you to the bathroom, but then I felt crazy. I'm feeling like I'm on fire, cause we've been keeping this a secret. And all your friends are still there, and I'm just wondering what they know. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk.
Siento que te me ha pasado.
three, four.
Now I want us to sunburst. Now I want to have sun to death. All the kids want us to sunburst. All the kids want sun to death.
Boyfriend, hey little girl, I want.
Hello. Why can't I hear myself? Hello. Oh, wait. I'm really peaking. I'm too loud. Wait. Okay. These headphones, they're not too good. These headphones kind of are bad. Wait. All right. That's an example of what not to do on the air, is complain about the radio station on the air. We just listened to like 3 Ramones songs that I like. I was listening to a lot of Ramones this summer. Like not a whole lot, but like I'd throw it on and I'd be like, I want to sniff some glue. That's a funny song. I love that song. And then Beat on the Brat is a very funny song also. But how fitting I play Beat on the Brat right after the Charlie XCX song with the album Brat, you know, it's almost like I'm a DJ. The trainees are having a good time. I'm not holding them hostage. Am I holding you guys hostage? No. Because there's rumors where I hold the studio audience hostage, but like it's a loosely based in reality, you know, like one might say that I do hold them hostage, but you know, I can't get away with it all. Yeah, I can't get away with everything. You know what I mean? You can't have anything good in Oneonta. But you know, it is what it is. Are you guys enjoying yourselves so far? Is this fun? Am I making it a good experience? Because I remember back in the day, you know, when I was a freshman, you know, I'm kidding. This is an old band. This is an old Oneonta band. That's actually funny that I'm playing this in front of some freshmen that probably never heard this before. This is an old Oneonta band. Before I was even here, they were a band, but I know about them through my good friend Ben. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, so I'm going to butcher it. Ben from Glitter XR. My band The Witch played a lot of shows with them this summer. Not a lot. We played one show. That was a lie. But we played one big show with them. It was a very nice show. I lie to the radio a lot. No, I'm just kidding. But I did play a show with Ben, and I'm a horrible person. I'm sorry, Ben. I love you. This is The Idiot by The Classical. Very good band.
Shoot, shoot, don't talk.
And if you complain once more, you'll meet them on your feet. And if you complain once more, you'll meet them on your feet. And if you complain once more, you'll meet them.
And you will be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby, someone.
Be. Not be angry.
Abby, someone.
Abby, someone. Abby, who?
Abby, normal.
Would you mind telling me whose brain?
Hello. Would you like to have a roll in the hay? surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that. How? Won't happen.
What's the matter with you people?
Hello. Wait, sorry, I forgot I had to talk. I was talking in real life. You guys want to say anything? Say something? No? John, Lean, you got nothing to say? Lindsay, nothing to say? Yeah. Logan, nothing
to
say?
If you ask me something, I'll say something.
What happened?
If you ask me something, I'll say something.
All right, word. All right, hop on the mic. Well, actually, the interview's later, but hop on the mic.
Okay, hop on the mic.
All right, John.
Yo.
You're good. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm John.
John what?
Johnny Lean.
Facts. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel great.
Yeah?
Having a great time.
That's good. You know, I strive for that. I'm very happy about your happiness, you know? It makes me very happy to hear you say that you're having a good time, especially on my show. Like, I couldn't even imagine it another way, you know? Yeah. Keep talking.
Hey, what are you going to play next?
Next? Next? Dude, next is crazy. I don't know if they're ready for what's next, to be honest with you. But,
I'm ready.
John's ready? John Lean's ready?
I'm really ready.
We're just going to listen to classical for the next, 2 hours.
Throwback.
If that's okay. Throwback. Yeah. Fat throwback. Big, huge throwback. Huge throwback. I feel like I'm peaking crazy, but none of you can care about that because you're not listening to the stream. Huge classic throwback. Some classical stuff you guys like?
I'm a classical.
John,
I'm more of a jazz guy.
See, I never was a jazz guy.
I'm a big jazz guy.
Really?
Like, if I have a show, I might play some jazz.
And that's a good idea, though, because I feel like a lot of DJs don't really care. A lot of people just play what's popular. But y'all got 15 minutes left. Anything you want to say? Nothing? Nothing to add, Lindsay? Nothing to add?
Say something.
You can.
Yeah.
Logan, if you want to talk.
Say some words.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's
just word vomit.
Just keep talking.
That's how it is, exactly. We heard, actually, that was a legit string of songs. It was, we heard the classical, and then we heard Army of Me by Bjork, and then we heard
the 90s band Helmet, their cover of Army of Me by Bjork, and then we heard a Helmet song. And right now, we're going to hear a Sonic Youth song. So I hope you guys enjoy, and have a good time.
Drummer.
Great look, good drummer,
good,
yeah.
Good drummer.
Fine.
What happened to him?
He died. He died in a bizarre gardening accident some years back.
It's really one of those things. It was, you know, the authorities said, you know, best leave it, you know, unsolved, yeah. Really, you know.
And he was replaced by
Stumpy Joe.
Eric Stumpy
Joe.
Yeah. And what happened to Stumpy Joe?
Well, it's not a very pleasant story, but... No. He died, he choked on the official explanation was he choked on vomit.
It was actually someone else's vomit. It was not
ugly.
You know, there's no real
prove whose vomit it was.
No,
dust for vomit.
Now you know.
Can you hear me? Okay, I can hear me. Hello. First show back. Couldn't be any less successful. 4 minutes left in the first hour. Trainees in. I'm feeling like a big boy today. The next hour is going to be something huge, massive, insane. But I think these trainees are going to leave after this hour.
I'm going
to
stay.
All right, love to have you. Love to have you. What did I just play? I just played Sonic Youth. We heard two Sonic Youth songs. We heard Teenage Riot Live, and we heard Cool Thing. And I was playing a bunch of samples in between them. And I think for the last 3 minutes, what do we want to hear? You guys want to play a song? You have a song, John Lee?
Yeah, we got one.
Come on, quick, bro. I need to get that, bro. Come on.
Do you want to do a Backseat Lovers song?
Yeah.
Backseat Lovers. Backseat Lovers. Some basic stuff, bro. They got me playing some basic stuff on Obscurities, bro. This is an obscure show, bro. I don't want to play no basic stuff, bro.
Obscure jazz right now?
No, I don't care, no. All right. Yeah, low-key, actually, give it to me in 5 seconds. Wait.
This song's called Dog Out.
Full House.
Pool House. this song's called Pool House.
They're like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard. If they're a benefit, it's not my problem.
Have you ever retired a human by mistake?
No.
But in your position, that is a risk.
Could learn from this guy, again. He's a goddamn one-man slaughterhouse. That's what he is.
...3,795. A troubling number. The number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians which, until recently, have flown under the radar. If our representatives and higher powers won't take a stand against this violence, then it falls to the American citizens to spread awareness and stop the hate. Together, we can educate the community on how to be better for our Asian Americans and ensure a safe and welcoming country. Visit stopaapihate.org for more information on how to...